Now, I had a case one time that had a number of wives. This case had a great many wives. It's quite common in this society to have 13 or 14 marriages, but not the number this fellow had. And he had his wives all mixed up. And they were all mixed up with his present wife. And his present wife was getting very unhappy because she was being called by a variety of names. And getting bawled out for a variety of manifestations which she was not manifesting. So the way I handled this case was simply ask this fellow to sit down and start describing wives. And I cut him short on the basis of, well, now let's see, was that Angus? No, that wasn't Agnes. Let's see. Josephine? No, that wasn't Josephine. No, that was the Blizzard of 80. No, that, we see, it just cut out this fog and just make him start describing. We don't care whether, you see, your preclear will be mixed up initially. He think you want him to remember in detail everything about this, and he wants more and more detail. And that isn't what you want at all. You just want him to get the as-isnesses of that person. You know, just as the person is to him. And if he is foggy on the person's name or time or date or something like that, well, that's the easiest thing in the world. Of course, you've got to get the as-isness of the fogginess. So you say, well, if you're foggy about it, stop fishing and simply say, well, you're foggy about it. Okay? And then just describe it some more. Describe it the way it seems to you. The first description he'll give you, it isn't. And, well, it isn't, but I guess I could make up something. Be totally imaginary. And so on. And they give you this sort of thing, and they're just running out the as-isnesses as nice as you please. Now, if you let this fellow practice alter-isness, you'll perpetuate the incident. So it's a cute process. I mean, it's a process an auditor guides with a very, very delicate thumb and forefinger. You want the as-isnesses. You just want him to describe what he now has with relationship to the incident. Not to mock up a bunch of stuff to give you a good description, you see. You just want him to describe the way that seems to him now. And I'll describe how it seems to you now. Describe how that person seems to you now. Describe it some more, so on. Well, the only difficulty that you'll get into with regard to this is this simple, single difficulty, is you're not giving him the time factor always, you see. So you must interject in your description, when does that seem to you? Which seems to be an odd piece of English, but now when does it seem to you? You want to get him the idea of time. What seems to... it's an incredibly long time ago. Yeah, an incredibly long time ago. Or it seems just like it was yesterday. Whatever he wants to say about it, that's the as-isness of the memory with regard to that subject. And boy, it's not a fast process, but it has stable results. Because you're using thought all the way down the line. You're using thought. And that gives you a very stable result.